Thank you very much to the band. I really enjoyed that. I hope we get to sing it sometime. Okay, so as Patrick already read to us, and is already on the screen, today's Bible reading is just one verse, taken from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. So that's Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. So the team who organize giving messages on a Sunday morning and evening, we all meet up, or we should, because I missed the last one. And so they kindly decided for me what I would be speaking on. So when I saw the title of the message that I was going to give and what it was about, I stared at my Bible in disbelief. And I couldn't believe that you've got all these older and wiser people who give us messages frequently say, he can give the one on integrity. Because firstly, what really can a guy who's just in their 20s tell you about integrity? And secondly, upon reflection, integrity is not one of my strong points. As you've seen, I can't get through a day without coffee. And one of my bigger vices, something I'm terrible with, is I have given up smoking more times than I can count. And it's something that I frequently return to. And I'd like to tell you I won't ever smoke a cigarette again. And I'd love to have the integrity and confidence to say that. But we always make poor decisions. And life's never that easy, is it? Life never goes the way that we want it to. So what really have I got to tell you this morning? Not much. But thankfully, today is not about me. Today, this message is about what God has got to say to you and how you can live a legacy. How can you live a life that reflects God working through you? Because recently, over half term, I met up with a friend and they've moved away from Preston. And so they confided to me that although they have the integrity to find a new church, they're going to a new Christian community, they have that social aspect of faith, but their day-to-day walk with God, their prayers, their reading the Bible, that's just not there for them. That dedication to pursuing God in every moment is just not really there. And you know what? That takes courage. That takes real confidence. And it takes real reflection to look at yourself and say, this is where I'm struggling. This is where I need God to work in me. So is that you this morning? Do you sometimes struggle with midweek integrity? Do you find that you have dedication on a Sunday and that becomes a midweek meditation that actually you have gone your own way? You're not so confident in who God is on a Wednesday. And that question bothers a lot of people, and it should bother you. Because if we're honest, we all struggle with that. So I hope that you look within and see that living a legacy begins with God and how you respond to him. How do you respond to the story that is found within the pages of the Bible? And ultimately found through the gift of Jesus. Because a daily pursuit of righteousness or right living is found through knowing Jesus. Because Jesus was the one whose integrity was pure. He is the one on whom we can depend at all times and in all situations. He knew the path that he had to walk, and at times he didn't like it. And even at times it caused him great pain and suffering. But do you know what? He walked it. And knowing yourself, it leads you to know your needs. And when you know your needs, you'll know that you need Jesus. And it's so easy to try and run away from yourself. So easy to become lost and confused And to give in to despair, that much I do know. And know that without God, we may not be sure deep down inside of who we are, that the changes that we choose and the decisions that we make each and every day are the right ones. Even if they seem right for us in that moment, are we making righteous decisions? Because it's easy to become lost and confused when we go our own way. When we go it alone, it can be so hard to love ourselves and to find what's good for our lives. In those moments of our weeks when our minds are focused on something else, when we're focused on work or family or our friends or our worries and our struggles, it can be so hard to know what is right. And that's just not knowing what is right for ourselves, but what's right for others. What's the right way to raise your children? What's the right way to treat your friends? It's hard to answer these questions. And sometimes it can be hard to answer the question, do I trust Jesus? And I want you to know this thing first this morning, that it is possible for you to make your way through this life and leave a legacy. It's not through what you do, but it's through what your trust in God and his ability to work through you can do in your life. If you trust Jesus and you allow the Holy Spirit to nurture you and to help you grow, it is possible for you to leave a legacy. Joy and friendships, the sun rising and setting, your very next breath, our loving Christian community here, our amazing Heavenly Father's love for you, all these things and more, they are here for you. You as much as anyone else in the world. So know that you have weaknesses, but rejoice that you need Jesus and know that he will come and he will be your comforter. He is the good shepherd who will lead you when those tough decisions come your way and you say to Jesus, I don't know which is the right path to take. I don't know which way to go. He will guide you because this morning he says to you, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is made perfect in weakness. Paul writes these words in the book of Corinthians. He wrote a letter to a church in Corinth. And he writes that that is what Jesus said to him. And Paul's response to that, he says, I will boast all the more gladly because of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, with insults, with hardships, with persecutions and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. I want you to feel liberated knowing that this morning, because Jesus tells us to lay all our worries on him, all our struggles or our sufferings or the difficult times that we go through. Jesus says, bring them to me and I will give you rest. I will comfort you. Yes, you may have made some terrible decisions in the past. Who hasn't? But right now, right in this sacred time where we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, where we meet with the living God, right now we come and we return to him and we say once more, help us to walk with integrity, God. And that first step can often be the hardest. But that first step is to return to God and ask him, help us. Help us to walk with integrity. Help us to choose righteous decisions. And another decision we have to make is reading the Bible. And you know what? I'll be honest, reading the Bible is a struggle. It's difficult. And one of the reasons I find it a struggle is because it's packed with people with integrity. People like Job, who loses absolutely everything. And then he still, even after he has nothing, he confesses that God is good. There's people like David, who wrote songs and poems which bring God praise, even in the midst of his own suffering. There's people like Daniel, who is sent to a foreign land, And he still refuses to abandon living a righteous way. He still refuses to live a lifestyle that abandons God. He lives with integrity. And there's obviously Jesus, the one in whom we trust, who laid down his life for us, for each one of us. He is our true source of what a life of integrity looks like. Because without trusting in God, it's so easy to become lost and confused. But the flip side to that is that the Bible is full of people who lose their way too. People who don't always walk with integrity. People like Jonah, who tries to sail away from God, and when he should be going west, he goes east. No, he doesn't. He goes west instead of east. So he's supposed to be going towards Israel, and he goes more towards Spain. And then you've got people like, believe it or not, John the Baptist. And we can read in Matthew 11, he sends messengers whilst he's in prison to see, is Jesus the Messiah? This is John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus, saw the Holy Spirit descend onto him. And even he has a moment where he questions his own faith. Most notably is Peter, who denied Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times. So why am I telling you about these people? Because the people in Scripture should be an inspiration to us, both those in their times of doubt, but also those who lived with integrity. Because to return to John the Baptist, this is what Jesus replies to him. He says to those messengers, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. How good is that news? It's amazing news. That is the life that Jesus lived. This is why we read the Bible, because the decisions that most of us make, at their core, are the same decisions that people time and time again have had to make thousands of times before. And we can see, what choices did they make? How did they follow a path of integrity? And God will speak to us through those words. He will restore our faith in him when we feel weak. So living a legacy begins with us knowing God's story. Begins with reading how godly people lived. Begins with us picking up our Bibles and knowing what righteousness looks like. Because some people may say the Bible is irrelevant today. It's over 2,000 years. It doesn't speak to my current needs and my current situations. It doesn't say how I should spend my time on the internet. Or how should I represent God in a secular society. Doesn't inform me on how I should deal with my addictions or how I represent God to my friends who don't have a belief in God or how do we maintain integrity in an over-sexualized society. And I would say that these reasons are why we've had this whole series on Proverbs. Because the Bible is still relevant. It still speaks to us today. Recently, we've had some great practical messages on how we can maintain a right footing with God. How can we maintain a walk on that path of righteousness, of right living? But today, I felt a certain weight when I was planning this, because without integrity, you won't do anything. It's all well and good coming to church and hearing that we should be mindful of what we watch on TV or online, or that we should be aware of the damage that our over-sexualized society can have on us. We can sit and listen to messages about how damaging addiction can be, or how oppressing the poor makes God angry. But you know what? If you don't do anything about those things, if you have no integrity in the way that you live, if you don't live a way that God calls you to, then you're just hearing messages. There's no application. The people that have spoke before me have effectively wasted their time. So we need to do something about how we live. How do we apply what we have heard over the past few weeks and into next week? The great author, J.R.R. Tolkien, wrote a poem in The Lord of the Rings. And it holds this line: "Not all those who wander are lost." And I know that you're sat down this morning, but where is it that you're wandering? It'd be nice if I had everyone listening and engaged and appreciating this message, but I know that maybe in that brief pause that we had, your mind maybe wandered. You may be thinking about work tomorrow, or that never-ending list of things you've got to do when you get home. And you know, if it hadn't already crossed your mind, it probably has now. But only you know what is distracting you from God. Maybe it's something else. Perhaps you've wandered down a path that you really know that you shouldn't have done. And you feel it's almost impossible to turn around. It's so difficult to make your way back to the path that God wants for you. And I want to encourage you this morning, if you feel that way, if you feel that you are distant from God, then find someone to pray with this morning. There are people dotted around, they have purple lanyards on, who will be more than happy to pray with you. Because we need to reconnect with God. We need to seek his advice and also seek the advice of others. That's the great thing about being in church, that there are so many people who you can draw wisdom from. Because God longs for us to be back on that path, to be examples to one another, to embrace Christian community. Because going your own way, doing what you think is best, it's only going to leave you exposed. Maybe you need to go a step beyond that. Maybe you need to go to Celebrate Recovery on a Monday evening. And you know, it's not just for those people who have serious drug addictions or alcoholics. We all have pains. We all have stresses. We all have certain habits that we wish we didn't have. And if we're honest, some of them aren't as healthy as they could be for us. So you feel free to come along, find support. And know that each one of us is fragile and broken. None of us is perfect. And that's the great thing. Jesus was perfect. That's why we come here, because we celebrate our frailty. But we look to God and say, he can restore us. He is doing a new thing in us this morning. Again, going back to Paul writing a letter to the Corinthian church, he writes this in his second letter, chapter 4, verse 7, and it's one of my favorite passages. And it says, "We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure." This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. I love that passage. It celebrates that we are all frail, but within us, there is an inner strength provided by God. So if you're feeling weak, if you feel like you're off the path this morning that you should be on, seek out what this Christian community can provide for you. Seek prayer. Seek to read your Bible. And you know what? There's some of us in this room who may not feel that I've really spoken to them as of yet. They might say to me, "But Nick, I read my Bible daily. I pray before every decision I make. I give to the poor. I help everyone that I see in need." And you know, that's great. But the beautiful thing about following Jesus is you are never the leader. There's always someone that you should be following. And that's Jesus. Because you're always guided by him. And so to you who feel confident that you're kind of on the right path and you're doing good things, this is your challenge. And it comes from Jesus himself this morning. In the book of Luke, he says these words: "If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities." You see, the Christian life is always about progression. Where you are today in your relationship, in your love for God, and in your attitude to others should never be the same as last week. And you know, it shouldn't be the same as next week. So for those of you who feel you're more spiritually mature, there's the challenge. Where will you be next week? Where do you want God to have taken you through the next 7 days? If you want to grow in your spiritual awareness, today is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And when I looked at this, they actually have two Sundays. So I don't know if it's the day or it's 2 days. But it's lovely that you might pray for the names on the back of church life. We've got some people here. And I know many of you will pray for the people who are in our Christian community. And that's nice. You can pray for those Western people who are predominantly white middle-class families. But are you praying as well for your brothers and sisters who are in Syria or North Korea or Iraq? Are you aware of where God's children are suffering and how they are suffering? Do you know how they're treated? And do you have a heart that cries out for justice for them? To say, God, I don't know what I can do. They're thousands of miles away. But I want to help in some way. Even if it is just a prayer for them, that God might be with them, that God might bring justice to that situation. So can I challenge you? Are you praying for the persecuted church this week? Are you looking to help your brothers and sisters in need? Not just within these walls, but further afield as well. And perhaps you want to grow in a practical sense, to which I cannot give you a solution. You might want to do something for the persecuted church this week. That is for you to pray about and determine. But we've heard some great testimonies recently of Savannah going away for 2 years to serve God. And she has no idea what that might look like. But she's willing to take those steps into the unknown. And just before, we heard about Dave going to Burkina Faso. And again, this country is in turmoil, and he doesn't know what he's getting himself into. But he's willing to take those steps into the unknown. Because to return to that line from Tolkien's poem, not all those who wander are lost. You might just be trying to find a new way in which Jesus is guiding you to something challenging. Yeah, exciting. And that goes for anyone here today. Perhaps you've wandered into church for the first time, or you've only been here a couple of weeks, and you're wondering what it's all about. And you know what? You're more than welcome here. It's great to have you. I'm glad that you are, because you are certainly not lost. When you're in the presence of God and you've wandered in here, pray that you might find his love, his security through what we do here at Forward. And for all of us, if you can join us this evening for our baptism service, we have a great opportunity to listen to some people who have the courage and the boldness to say, I have walked my own path recently. I have done it my own way and it hasn't worked. But I've decided to follow Jesus. And what a great decision they've made. So I encourage you, if you're free, and I know many of us lead busy lives, if you have the time, come and celebrate with them. Come and share in that great testimony of saying, I have decided to follow Jesus. So whether we've gone our own way, if we've made our own rules for our own life, and then that we're finding out that we're exposed, or perhaps we're in need of a new direction to help us walk with God, so that we might grow. Today, right now, this is our chance to commit ourselves to following him once more. And I pray that whichever camp you're in, that God blesses you this week with integrity and courage, because it won't be easy to maintain a close walk with him. I'm going to pray, and then the band's going to come up and lead us in worship. Heavenly loving Father, we thank you so much that your word challenges us, but guides us. And I pray and ask for every person in here, whether they're struggling with making right decisions, or maybe they need a new challenge and a new direction in life, God, may you guide them. May you give them peace and comfort as they choose to do the right thing. Heavenly Father, we're sorry for the times where we've tried things our own way. We've gone off the path that you've laid out for us. And we ask that we might return again once more. Be with us this week. Help us in all our decisions, in everything that we do. May we bring you glory, Jesus. Amen.